Hey guys, what's up? It's me, Natalie.
My name is Amanda.
And we are K-Junkies.
We are K-Junkies.
Yes, that is a matter of fact. And it's been a while since we've done a podcast.
A little bit, yeah. If you're new here, this is Talk That, the K-Junkies podcast. If you're not new here, welcome back to Talk That by K-Junkies. Just to do a little rundown, about 2 years ago, or two, actually 3 years ago,
oh my God.
In 2020, we started our podcast, Talk That, and we had like a decent run, but things had gotten a little complicated for us, and we kind of, you know, went on a hiatus on YouTube in general, so I think we just kind of stopped it for a little bit. It was just too much for us to handle.
Yeah.
But now that we've got the ball rolling with like not only YouTube and we've been doing a lot of conventions and stuff, Natalie was like, can we bring Talk That back?
Yeah, man.
And I was like, I actually was thinking about it too. It was weird because you had brought it up like literally the day after I thought about, oh man, Talk That would be cool to bring back. But I wanted to bring it back with a video format. So here we are. Now you can watch us on video doing our podcast. So yay, how exciting.
Nice. Amanda made a whole nice like setup in the
back.
She even bought that sign. No, yeah, but we really wanted to bring it back. And essentially what we did and talked about was just talk about like, you know, I guess the news in K-pop, our opinions about certain songs. Just it was just kind of sit down and chat. And if you guys enjoy that and want to hear like what we think about some K-pop releases, some K-pop news, some recommendations, then definitely I would say this is the podcast for you.
Yes. So if you are new here, just a little introduction. Natalie and I are a married couple.
Yes, we're not sisters.
We've been together for almost 10 years. And we got married last year. And we've been K-pop fans for about 13 years now. Oh. So we met as K-pop fans and we grew K-Junkies as, you know, this brand that we're a couple that just loves K-pop and we have very similar interests and opinions in K-pop. So yeah, welcome. We are K-Junkies. So
yeah, I think there is like, I guess in the season one of Talk That, I think we also introduce ourselves.
Yeah, I believe our first episode is literally a rundown of who we are and what is K-Junkies.
So if you want to check that out, you could also watch episode one of Talk That, which is on Spotify, only the audio version. Because again, this is the first time we're doing like a more video format as
well. It's on a couple of different platforms. It's not just Spotify.
Oh, that's true. It's true. So if you want to check that out.
Yeah, I guess. But to kick off season two of Talk That.
It sounds so like legitimate, but like it's really not.
We're just gonna kind of you know, go through some like K-pop news recently happened and talk about it. And then through that, also some stuff that we've been through this year. Basically a mid-year review of 2023. Not only for K-pop itself, but like what we've been up to. So just wanted to kick that off. So
yeah, if you have nothing better to do, if you're maybe doing some chores around the house and you're kind of like, what do I put for background noise? This is the perfect video for that.
Amanda and Natalie talking.
Just talking. So I would say like we should start off with like our personal kind of adventures in 2023. We've done a lot in 2023, which some people might know. As Amanda mentioned, we do conventions a lot as like K-pop panelists and not just like regular K-pop panelists, we're like contracted K-pop panelists.
Ooh, important.
Like, you know, we actually get paid to like go to conventions and you know, bring K-pop entertainment to K-pop fans. And we've done like six cons, I think
it's been six cons so far this year. I'm hoping for some more, but yes. We kicked off the year at Otaku Fest, which is in Miami, and that con was wild. Like it's a smaller scale convention in Miami now, but our rooms were packed. The fans were like,
yeah, we're intense.
They were there. It was fun. It was really fun. We did our Hit the Stage K-pop dance contest there. We also did our Sexy Showcase there, and both of those shows were amazing. After that, I believe we went to, oh my gosh,
was it Emerald?
I think it was Emerald City Comic Con.
Well, maybe we don't have to go in order, but we do also do some out of state cons as well. So we did Emerald City, which is in Seattle, Washington, which was our first time in Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
And boy, is it freaking cold. I don't know how you people live up there.
It was It was like icy. Like,
it was. You know, like, it was crispy. It was
not literally, but it was crispy.
It's like Sprite crispy. From McDonald's.
That's what we kept saying. It was the the McDonald's Sprite weather. Like, that's just what it felt like.
So that con, like, also, since it was our first time, we were a little like, okay, like, how's the K-pop scene going to be? But like, we were pleasantly surprised. Like, yeah. Our Hit the Stage in Seattle had some amazing talented crews. It was probably one of my favorite
some of the stages. Best dance crews that we've seen.
And we did some like of our panels, and a lot of fans, I noticed when they finally start getting, or they see that there's a con that's supplying a lot of K-pop stuff, they're kind of like, what? And then so they were very thankful. They were very sweet people, very relaxed people. Seattle K-pop fans, they're a lot more like chill.
Seattleans are very chill. I had to like force them to clap. I'd be like, come on, guys, cheer. Like,
literally.
These people are on stage dancing. Cheer. Like, I know you guys are really low-key. No, but
they're cute.
But
they're
cute.
They're very thankful.
Yeah, very thankful. It's awesome.
We did C2E2, which is in Chicago, which was our second time doing C2E2 because we did it last year as well. C2E2 K-pop fans are always amazing. Yeah. I mean, we knew what to expect at this point. Hit the Stage was obviously phenomenal, and the K-pop games were, you know, smooth, because C2E2 fans, Chicago fans.
Yeah, because when we did it last year, it was a hit. Like, it was a hit. Yeah, like, we didn't have any like issues and it was even better the second time around.
It was.
I love C2E2. That's a really fun con. Like, I think that's one of my favorites to go to.
And we've made a lot of Chicago friends now from C2E2. So I can't wait to do it again and see our Chicago K-pop people. And then we came back, you know, to our home place of Miami, and we did SuperCon. And that was I definitely think it was better than last year. I think last year the K-pop fans were like kind of asleep, but this year they woke up. This year
I
they were
like,
I was
a little worried because I was like, man, SuperCon last year didn't like do as well as like I thought it would do. Because I mean, SuperCon's trying to like come back from like the whole COVID stuff, so it's been a little slow with SuperCon. But yeah, it was a lot better this time. I really enjoyed it. The Hit the Stage was great. We did the sexy showcase there,
that
too.
That was phenomenal.
Which was amazing.
I saw ass and titties.
I didn't think, not literally, but I mean, kind of. But not,
kind of.
You can't take your clothes off completely.
But we saw ass.
Anywho, I didn't know what to expect because I was like, man, no one can top the Otaku Fest one because that one was so wild. But SuperCon was, it was top
K-pop
tier.
K-pop fans
like,
are crazy.
I am so thankful that our sexy showcase has become what I wanted it to become. So, like, that's awesome.
A lot of people are now, like, anticipated. Yeah. Like, are you doing the sexy showcase again? Are you doing it again? And then we did, literally, not too long ago, literally this past weekend, we did MetroCon, which is Tampa. And I've always known that Metro, like, in Tampa, generally, there's a lot of K-pop fans that go to MetroCon. But wow. Like,
I don't think you were expecting all that.
That K-pop Random Dance Chorus game that some of you have seen on our channel on Saturday was intense. Bouncy?
A lot of people.
Bouncy
there.
Was bouncing. Let me tell you.
I was really happy because we didn't, we came to Metro. It was our first time doing Metro, and we only did a couple panels to kind of test the waters, and all of our panels did really, really well.
Even like, the panels we didn't expect.
Yeah, like the small ones.
Like the MV
Watch
Party.
But there was a bunch of people in there. And, you know, like, as much as I wish it was on a projector and not a tiny TV screen, but people still enjoyed it nonetheless. And it just shows you, like, how K-pop fans just, like, they just flock,
they just
to,
vibe
the flock to the K-pop stuff. They just want to do K-pop stuff.
I would love to do MetroCon again. I feel the fan base there was also very, like, nice and just amazing. But, yeah, those are some of the cons we did, and we kind of want to keep doing more because we really want to just make it, like, our thing. And I feel like people also really enjoy what we bring. So who knows? Maybe we'll have a con towards the second half of this year.
I hope so. Maybe, you know, we could throw in some more cons. If you like what you're hearing about the cons and you want, like, your local con to bring us, make sure you tell your cons. Like, tell them, oh, my God, you have to bring K-Junkies. They do K-pop stuff. Like, you know, just shameless plug.
And just, like, some other things we're also doing that haven't happened yet, but we are going to KCON 2023 in August. Woo! So if you are going to KCON, you'll see us there walking around.
Maybe.
I
would love to do panels for KCON.
Oh, yeah. That's a dream.
Something I would love to do. I feel like we can really help provide stuff that can cater to all K-pop fans. It's not just K-pop dance stuff. So, you know, you gotta let KCON know, too.
Yeah, it's what KCON will bring us.
I'm all for making our stuff even, like, on a larger scale for KCON.
Yeah.
Like, I will go all out for KCON.
No, same. I mean, That'd be nice. So yeah, you should harass KCON. bully KCON into bringing us, because we've always wanted to do KCON. But we will be there as regular people. So yeah, if you see us, say hi to us. We're excited to jam out to some of our favorite groups. We're also going to be at ESPA.
In Miami.
ESPA in Miami, which is, I'm still shook that SM agreed. I mean, they brought NCT and Red Velvet, so that was like,
that was a while back.
That was a while back, but the fact that they're bringing ESPA. The fact that they're bringing ESPA to us, so we're also super hyped for that. So if you are going to ESPA Miami,
and that's like we'll be 2 days after KCON weekend, so
I'm gonna be tired. All for the K-pop.
Yeah, I'm here for it. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time. But yeah, it was just kind of like, I guess, a little like rundown of what we've been up to and what we're planning on doing. We'll definitely share more as we go along.
Yeah, but besides what we've been up to, what has K-pop been up to lately?
K-pop's been on to a lot of, BS, man.
Honestly,
it's a little crazy.
Yeah, where do you even start?
I have no idea. Maybe with something positive first.
Okay,
like ZV1 being the best-selling like debut album of all time now.
I mean, I knew they would.
Which I feel like I had a feeling. I feel like some people were worried after Boys Planet that they weren't going to be popular.
I didn't understand any of the worries. I didn't get it.
I guess because like Kepler did decent.
Yeah, but they're a boy group.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Which is sad.
Which people know the formula. They always start with a girl group or like a girl version of whatever survival show. Mm-hmm. And it does like okay. And then they do the second one. It's a boy version and it like blows up.
I feel like the only survival show that didn't do that is Island, because that was Enhypen, and now they're gonna do like a girl season. So but everything else
has
been a
little different,
like,
though, right?
Yeah, it is a little different in general, but I think everything else they've been like, oh, girls first and boys.
Yeah,
but I knew ZV1 was gonna freaking
I was like, I wish these people would just stop complaining about every little thing, because I know they're gonna be fine.
Yeah, and they were. They now they're
huge,
the highest selling like debut album of all time. They hold that record now. So, and it's quite the gap from second, which I think was X1, funnily enough, and I think third is 101, if I'm not mistaken.
My God!
So all the
not
survival
the
show,
boys,
all the temporary
boy groups. Yeah,
but yeah, that's good news. We're like zeros, right? Is that how you say the fandom name?
Zeros. Yeah, we're zeros.
So it makes me really happy. We're obviously hyped to see them at KCON. So
yeah,
but like,
go Ricky!
Yeah, Amanda Ricky tells me every day to vote for Ricky. I'm like, babe, the show's been over.
No, you have to keep voting.
She's
for
like,
Ricky.
No, we still gotta vote for Ricky. I'm like, he made Ricky, it guys. At number four.
Still vote for Ricky, guys.
Oh my God! All right, on to some more depressing stuff. Or should we do the positive first and then do the bad news? Like, I think
is there another positive?
Yeah, second gen revival.
Yes.
And what we mean by that is like second gen groups have been just like coming back in full swing. First, we obviously had like Shiny slipping through.
Yeah.
And they went like hard. No pun intended. But we also had Teen Top come back.
Uh-huh.
UKISS come back. Uh-huh. And now we also have Infinite.
Yeah. I was like really hoping like Teen Top, because I was like, they were that random like boost of like popularity at some point. That was so random. And I was like, man, when is Teen Top going to come back then? But then they finally did. So I was like, okay, cool. UKISS, on the other hand,
was a surprise.
Was the biggest surprise ever, especially because Xander was in the lineup.
Like, I don't even think, I'm trying to remember, I don't even think when I got into K-pop if he was there anymore or not.
What year did he leave? I don't remember, but I know that you're not like super familiar.
I wasn't not at the beginning, so that's why like.
But I remember watching a bunch of UKISS stuff and Xander being in it. So like, I remember.
You're like,
I loved Xander. It was so great seeing him again.
He looks really
like,
happy being back too.
He does look
but
so
we also
happy.
Got like Eli. We got AJ back.
Yeah,
as well. And then unfortunately, like Kevin couldn't be there.
Kevin's not there. Dong-ho and Ki-boom. But that's like a really
no. And
one.
There's another member, June. He's like the newer, the newer one,
as
but
well.
He wasn't
yes,
in there
June
either.
Technically.
But it was nice to see UKISS come back. Yeah. And now they announced an Infinite comeback.
And man. I'm always saying no one's doing it like Infinite, so I swear
that's
to
really
God,
funny.
Infinite better come back with their signature sound, because like I keep like being like no one's doing it like Infinite, and I need them to keep like to prove that again.
Yeah, they really need, I'm excited though.
Yeah,
like we love to see second gen groups come back.
Yeah,
and you know, just like it makes us remember why we love them, and just like, wow, you're still kicking.
Yeah,
I love it. I love to see
it's like great, because it's like I'm still kicking, they're still kicking. Yeah. We're
never
all
too
kicking.
Old for K-pop, am I right? We need to talk about the BS of SM.
Oh.
I'm about to throw some hands. Anyhow, SM's definitely just been like left and right. I feel like their BS has been just spotlighted lately. Obviously, one of the major things that happened was the CBX lawsuit.
Yes.
Which I had a mental breakdown over.
She sure did.
Because if, a lot of you guys know, we're like major XOLs. And since we are early K-pop fans, we have been through the trauma of being an XOL, you know, like, yes. All the lawsuits, all this. So when CBX announced the lawsuit, I cried. I really, and she, it wasn't, really did. It wasn't a cry of like, oh no, like they're leaving SM, because I, you know, I would love for all of them to leave, but it was more like, oh my God, what's gonna happen to the group? Like, are they not gonna be with EXO anymore? So luckily, CBX, you know, they said their thing. SM was like, nah. CBX is like, nah, you. It was like a whole thing. And luckily, despite the lawsuit, regardless of the turnout would have been, they would have stayed with EXO. Because I know EXO, they're like a family.
I had to keep reminding you of that, though.
Yes, you did, but like, I'm still...
She was freaking...
I don't trust...
I'm like, how are they... They're doing this during the comeback. And I'm like, girl, they would not leave EXO.
No, it's more like I don't trust SM. I was worried about what, like, SM was going to do. But then, you know, a couple weeks, I think, later or so, it got resolved. I don't know what SM must have said
CBX scared them so bad.
Period.
They're like, okay, we'll change whatever you want.
Thank God, which I feel like it's starting to cause kind of the industry to itself, like the them investigating contracts and what. I feel like they're starting to open their eyes, and maybe SM's kind of quaking in their boots a little bit.
Quaking.
Because, you know, like... EXO brings them so much. Their stocks literally dropped when that whole lawsuit happened, and then it went back up when it got resolved. So I'm just hoping that EXO, maybe they're just riding it out, and then at some point they're like, pack our bags, let's get the fuck out of here, and open EXO label.
I guess we'll see. Maybe they're waiting until all military is done.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
After Kai and Sehun, maybe they can solidify something.
I hope
as
so.
Just all of
they
them.
Can call them. And even if they leave the company and they can't be called EXO, like, I'll take whatever. They could be called anything.
Yeah.
Literally anything. And I will be there. So,
yay, yeah, CBX. But like, after CBX, then we hear that, like, three members of Super Junior are leaving SM.
That was surprising too.
It is surprising, especially since they have SJ label. So I'm like, man, they just really want to get out completely.
They want
to, right?
Yeah.
Or is it that they want to do their solo
it's
stuff?
It's a solo. So they re-signed. Yes,
SJ label.
I think they re-signed or whatever as Super Junior under SM. But like those three wanted to do their own solo
activities.
So like
Girls' Generation.
Yeah,
kind of like...
It's basically the Girls' Generation situation, which I totally get, because sometimes like SM has so many groups and so many individuals to focus on that sometimes you just want to do your own thing without dealing with SM. So they probably just want to do like their own solo activities with a company maybe smaller, a company that can focus on them more. And then just take care of group stuff with SM. So that it was a little shocking still, but I was like, oh, well.
Did they reveal anything like of why, or they just did it?
I think
it wasn't anything kind of like.
I don't think it was anything like, you know, like
at
scandalous.
Least it wasn't a lawsuit.
No, yeah.
You know,
it was
just,
I think
like,
it was just
sleeping.
Contract. I think their contract's expired. I think so. It was not too bad. You know, speaking of contracts as well, another main SM news that I saw, especially on Reddit, was the NCT contracts.
Ah, yes.
That
right.
For some reason, don't know why SM did this, revealed that their contracts don't expire this year, NCT, but sometime the ending of 2024.
Uh-huh.
I guess they brought it up because people were wondering if the NCT contracts were going to expire, but people thought it was weird that they even mentioned why, because they never spoke about Red Velvet or EXO's contract renewals. Like, ever. Like, that was, everyone was kept in the dark. The years just went on.
Maybe they're trying to be more transparent.
Yeah, because people are probably, like, after the CBX lawsuit, they're probably like,
exactly.
Crap, we gotta stay
like,
on the good side of the public.
Say something.
But yeah, people were a little iffy because they were like, oh, you know, it's basically SM just admitting that they have loopholes in their contracts. Like, they put in the military enlistments, the overseas tours. That kind of all goes in, and it kind of elongates the contract without it being, like, technically said that it's elongating. People being like, oh, you know, SM was the main star of the slave contracts and they're still low-key kind of doing it.
I can understand the military thing, though.
I can, like, see why that might extend.
I feel like that makes sense.
But like, that should be included. Like, not an add-on, I think, is what people think.
What do you mean an add-on?
Like, let's say they sign a 7-year contract, but, like, SM's like, oh, but wink, wink, like, military and overseas tours add on
well,
to
I don't know about the overseas
year.
Tours. I don't understand how that pays in there. But, like, military... the military enlistment means you cannot do any public
anything.
Work or any work.
Anything
that you get paid
anything
for.
Anything that gets paid for, yeah.
So that makes sense that, like, your contract doesn't like include your military enlistment. You're a 7-year contract, but the 2 years that you're in the military or however how long it is should not count in that contract because you're technically not working.
I mean,
you're
kind of
like on leave at that point.
Unless, you know, it like counts in your contract, but like,
because it's no different than saying 9-year contract.
Yeah.
And then military is there whenever it's there. It's I understand the 7 years, but it's like the military thing falls where it falls.
The overseas one is
cool. I don't understand the overseas
thing. But yeah, people kind of were open arms about the... And people are very curious because the contracts end separately for different members. It ends like differently. So people are really curious if we're going to have all NCT members resign.
Yes, we'll see.
Which I guess we'll see because there's so many members that you can't really pinpoint.
Well, they told us from the beginning that NCT members can come and go as they please.
Yeah, but they kind of ended that.
I mean,
that concept
yeah,
is like, after this last NCT unit that's coming out, they're not doing this
I'm
anymore.
I'm sure that like the whole like leaving part still applies in their eyes.
Well, I guess we'll see when we get there. I think that's like basically it for main K-pop news. Obviously, there's a lot of things that happened in the beginning of the year that we're not talking about right now.
Yeah.
Some things that are very like teehee, some things that were very not teehee, very sad. But
oh, I thought of something contract renewal-wise. Do you think Blackpink's going to renew?
Oh, that is another thing. That's been like heavily discussed. I saw someone counting down the days.
It's soon, right?
Like 20 days till Blackpink's contract expired. I was like, damn. I don't know. It's a little weird because they're saying that Lisa and YG aren't like reaching.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen to Blackpink. They seem like they really want to be Blackpink, but I don't know if maybe.
But I feel like they're more like into their solo stuff
maybe but they enjoy being Blackpink. Like I've seen them talk say that.
No,
they enjoy
I mean
being...
of course, but like I feel like
they do make
they
a lot
know
of money by
they're
themselves.
Really successful on their own.
Yeah,
and that's what they put all their like
maybe YG just isn't into. Offering like fair contracts between
surprised.
The four, which I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
so we'll see. That'll definitely be a big thing whenever that ends up coming.
Yeah, very very curious about that,
but we'll see. A lot of contract stuff. As the main one of the big things that scares K-pop fans is contract renewals. Is my group gonna disband?
Oof.
Okay. Oh my god. Right. Okay. Shall we
Yes. Yeah. We want to do a little mid-year review, which I originally wanted to do it as kind of like
just a countdown,
it's
right?
Like a countdown or like its own type of video, but I was like, oh, why don't we just include it in our podcast? Because we can just like freely talk and I don't have to edit stuff into it. Yeah. So basically what I want to do for the mini review is, since now that we are in July, it would be January to June songs, but like we can include some of July since we're already halfway through July as well. And I made little categories to discuss like what songs fit in those categories. So like not only like our favorite releases, but like songs that were a little underwhelming or disappointing.
Bum, bum,
or
bum.
Songs that we're tired of, or songs that pleasantly surprised us and we didn't think we would like. So we're gonna go through that and discuss it. We don't know each other's songs.
Yeah, we don't.
We pick the songs separately.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we have like an inkling of certain songs because we talk about this all the time.
Obviously, yeah.
You know?
Where are we starting from?
We can start from songs that were pleasantly surprising to us. Like songs that we had zero expectations for or had didn't even know about, and we listened to it and we're like, oh wow,
yeah,
the song's kind of a bop. So I'm gonna start off with XG's Shooting Star.
Oh,
because
that one's also on
I didn't like Mascara. I like Tippy Toes a lot. We talked about this in one of our reactions. I like Tippy Toes a lot, but I didn't really like get into them because I was like, what kind of group are they? I don't even know if this is there's a point. And then Mascara came out and I was not a fan. It's grown on me though. I'm like, whatever about it. So when Shooting Star, when they came back with Shooting Star, I was like, I didn't care to like jump on it or listen to it. But then when I did come across listening to it, I was like, oh.
I think we had put randomly like, oh, let's watch the video and see.
Yeah.
And at first, when we first watched it, we were like, oh, this is okay. But then I think when we heard it on its own accord, we were like.
You know what it was? When I first heard it, I was thrown off by the beginning. Yeah. The rapping.
Everything I do it A1, flawless.
But then from the second listen, I was like, you know what? This kind of hits. Yeah. Like, this is really good. And you know, like, Left Right is also really great. And now we're XG fans.
Yeah, I'm just going to bounce off because I had that on my list, cool. too. So, yeah, same thing. I also didn't expect to like it. And now I'm freaking obsessed with Shooting Star and Left Right.
I wonder how many, like, similar songs we're going to have.
We also learned all the members.
We did.
From that era. So, yeah. Period. All right.
Here you go.
I'll go. So one that I have on my list is Haikyuu's Rose Blossom.
Oh, I didn't write
that. So I wrote that because I didn't really care for Haikyuu's debut. I didn't really care for their second song. So I thought, okay, well, maybe this song will finally be good. And I was very happy that it was. Like, I love the vibes of the song. It's very, like, uplifting, sentimental. And then it charted hella well in Korea. Mm-hmm. Basically, like, it's one of those reversal, like, chart songs.
Yeah.
So, and I'm glad Korea's popping off to it, too, because it's honestly a really great comeback.
It is a good song. And we're watching Queendom right now. So, Queendom Puzzle, I mean. How many girls are on there?
Huiso and Rina.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I like both of them.
Yeah,
a lot.
They're both great. They're both great and talented and super beautiful.
So I'm like,
okay,
Haikyuu.
Okay.
So another song I put is a 17 BSS fighting.
Oh.
Because I've been kind of like on a streak with 17 lately. So I didn't know. I didn't care. I didn't even know it was coming out. And I don't even know why I heard this song for the first time, but I was like, oh, this song is so fun.
It's great.
I love it.
I have
it's
in my
amazing.
I have it in my favorite K-pop
I also
releases.
Have it in my favorite yeah. songs. So, yeah. So like it I was agree. On it's pleasantly surprised me and it ended up being some of my favorite
I
releases.
Agree as well. Some other songs that I kind of have like in my pleasant surprise that like there are groups that like I know but I don't necessarily follow and I kind of was like maybe I won't care about this comeback but I really do. Tribee's We Are Young uh-huh. and Purple Kiss's Sweet Juice.
Okay.
Purple Kiss I was kind of iffy on their like the me and Nerdy was cute but I was like whatever about it but Sweet Juice oh my god the vibes the vocals and everything I was like wow so that one definitely made it onto like favorite releases as well. And for We Are Young, like Tribee, I generally do like their songs.
Yeah.
But there's something about this song that I was kind of like, oh, I don't know what to expect, but I feel like I was pleasantly surprised that I enjoy the song greatly. I guess that's why I had put it on the list.
It's
as well.
I think it's a really good song. I also have Purple Kiss's Sweet Juice on my list. And just like some other like songs from groups I don't really like stan either, but or I don't tend to really like their songs. Is NMIX's Love Me Like This, mm-hmm. ONEUS's Erase Me, and TNX or the new six, Love or Die and Kick It For Now.
I have Kick It For Now on my list because honestly, like, I'm really harsh on boy groups. I have two boy groups. I have TNX and P1 Harmony. Jump.
P1 Harmony, Jump.
Yes.
Also, I agree.
Because
I
don't really care for P1 Harmony, didn't really care for TNX. Love or Die was good though. But these two songs?
Yeah.
Hello? Like, okay, they made points. They made okay, points okay, with these two okay. songs. I love Kick It For Now.
Yeah, I know you do. That song. It's a good song.
Y'all
it's
need
a
to
good song.
To it.
On the flip side of pleasantly surprised, what songs were really underwhelming or disappointing for you?
This one's gonna be really random, but I just wanted to make it my first mention. Signature's Aurora. I was so disappointed with that comeback. I liked Boyfriend, and I generally like to listen to what Signature puts out, but that was not a good comeback. It was so like it was too all over the place and their outfits were awful. So that was I wanted to make that my random first
okay,
contribution.
my first one on my list is NCT 127's AO. Because when we reacted to it, we were like, oh, okay, cool. Step up from, what
Sticker?
Even? Sticker and whatever. Just because it was just like a song. Like it wasn't like weird. But I think it not being weird enough.
Made it forgettable.
And I always forget that song ever happened.
Ayo!
But, it's kind of, like, come back into my life recently. So I'm like, okay. But, like, I still thought it was super underwhelming.
So, funnily enough, I had that written on my list. And then I crossed it out because I wasn't really sure how I felt about it. But okay. I guess I also did have it. I thought it was also a little bit forgettable as a repack, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of agree. Another song I have two girl groups here that I felt really like I was like looking forward to the comebacks and felt disappointed. It was VVZ's Pull Up.
I have that too.
And A-Pink's D&D.
Too bad I had them erased it because I was like, oh, I'm not gonna bother talking about it, but I agree. Yes.
VVZ loved Bop Bop.
Yeah.
One of the best debuts. Love Aid was like, it was cute. It was a moment. I didn't hate it. It was kind of forgettable. I guess I would put it here if it was this year. Yeah. But then Pull Up came on. I was like, it's very forgettable. And just, it wasn't.
It was very Nugu coded. It was, you really know? And I was like, whoa.
Not that there's anything wrong with being Nugu coded. No, but
like, there's something about really brassy songs that are just like, that's like a very specific style that like Nugu.
I feel like they need to like bring it back to Bob. Yeah, I was like, also, Cherry Bullet, like, I did not like POW or like. What was the acronym for it?
Play on the World. Was that this year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it at all. A lot of our friends really hyped it up, and I was like wondering, but like, there's something about, I don't know if it's the chorus, the play on the
I'm surprised you say that, because I don't remember you agreeing with me.
Yeah, no, I agreed. I also did not like Cherry Bullet's comeback. So a little disappointing there. What about you? What else do you got on your list?
Dreamcatcher's Bon Voyage was really underwhelming for me. It did grow on me, but like, I didn't like it when I first heard it. It only grew on me because you did a dance cover of it. But I think if I wasn't forced to listen to it over and over again, I probably wouldn't have. Because Dreamcatcher just has not been doing it for me lately. And Bon Voyage was one of those songs that I also didn't care too much about.
Have pitchforks.
Oh, well, I love Dreamcatcher.
Amanda's rock.
Love Dreamcatcher. Like, they're one of my favorite girl groups. I just, their last, like, three songs have just not done it for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like these two songs go in the same place. 17 Super and Stray Kids is S Class.
Oh my god, stop. No, but I was literally about to be like, I'm gonna put these two together because they're both really big releases. And I also have Super.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really like it on first listen. Didn't really like it on the second listen either. I think I've gotten a little accustomed to it from like chorus games and like seeing people's covers, but it is not a song I would put on my like to listen to. No. There's just something like, It's a vibe, I guess, but I just don't care about the instrumental, or they look really good in the video, don't get me wrong, but yeah. And then S-Class was super freaking jarring, like, when we first heard it.
Was probably the most disappointing comeback I have experienced this whole year.
S-Class?
Yes, because I felt like Stray Kids was on a good streak lately with amazing music. And then they released S-Class, and I was like, wow, they just went back 100 steps.
I think, like, the beginning was a little like, okay, whoa. Jarring. And then the pre-chorus is good. I think the pre-chorus is nice.
Yeah.
And then when it went to the counting stars and beauty, 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 like, oh my god,
like, it's become like a joke song. Yeah, but like, I just cannot with
like
that song.
I got used to it, obviously, because we listen to it a lot at cons for chorus game stuff, but it's, again, it's not a song I would go out of my way to listen to. Yeah, that one made me really sad, honestly.
Yeah.
Jesus Flower wasn't really a solo I cared for. I thought it was a little boring.
I thought it was sad because that was the one I was anticipating the most, was Jisoo, because I was expecting something like really pretty cute, like, I don't know, like,
it was boring.
To something,
though,
I don't
personally.
Know. I was like, wow, this is not.
These are all personal opinions, guys.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
And then I have like a really random, but it's like a boy group debut. It's like Boy Next Door, the one and only.
Oh.
I feel like because people were like hyping it up a lot, and I was like, oh, okay, let's see if this boy group's good. And then I thought the chorus was kind of lackluster and a little corny.
I didn't like that song.
You need to be the one and only. It's a little corny.
Yeah, it is very corny.
Again, if you like these songs, that's completely fine.
This is our opinion. But yeah, just two more that I have on my list. Le Sserafim's Unforgiven. Ooh, extremely underwhelming. Yeah. Like, that song, I was like hyping up Le Sserafim for not having any bad songs, and then they gave...
I wouldn't say it's a bad song.
It's compared to all their other songs. Yeah.
It's not Anti-Fragile.
It's not
great. I think the thing was that Anti-Fragile was so good.
It's not just that, though.
But I mean, like, we were so on the high of those B-sides and Anti-Fragile, and then Unforgiven just didn't.
Unforgiven's just odd, and I still am not, like, a big fan of it.
I could listen to it, though.
And then, this is more pitchforks, Twice's Set Me Free.
People are gonna come kill you now.
Just like Dreamcatcher, Twice has also been on a streak of like not releasing songs that I care about, and Set Me Free is just one of them.
I don't think it's bad either. It's just there.
If it plays, it plays. But like, I would not go out of my way to listen to the song.
I jammed to it. It's in my playlist. But all right.
Yeah.
Moving on to songs that grew on us for 2023. This one's gonna be funny because I know where this song lands on your list. But this is very true. So the first song I have written here is New Jeans, Oh My God, which I already know.
So too bad that I also have this song on my Grew On Me list.
Oh, okay. But you probably have it on the other one too. which we'll talk about that other list.
Yes.
So when we first reacted, that was, I think, the first reaction of this year.
Yes.
We were kind of like, the song was whatever. It was boring. I know people were like, you guys are haters. But honestly, after hearing it many times after that reaction, I really grew to love the song.
Yeah, it grew on us. It was fun.
I enjoy it. It is a little overplayed now. It's a song we hear a little too often, especially at cons.
So I also had, oh my God. I have Queen Card by G-Idle, because when I first heard the song, I thought it was really corny, but then I realized that was the point.
It's camp.
And then I also have Enhypen's Bite Me.
Yes, that's on my list.
Because I really, 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 really wanted to love the song on the first listen, but I did not like the first half of the chorus, which is like, oh, I'm here and get some.
Yeah, we didn't
I thought it was oddly placed. I felt like that should have been the hook after the It's You and Me in This World. So I thought the song was this oddly put together. I feel like if it would have been switched, perfect song. Great.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I agree.
Definitely grew on me. I think it's a pretty good song.
That was on my list as well. Funnily enough, I have Bon Voyage on my list here
for Grow On Me
because I wasn't impressed at first, but it did grow on me a lot. Like, not only doing it as a cover, but like, I feel like I listened to the song and I really love the vocals. I love the power that the chorus has. So honestly, I really like it. I think it's definitely way better than Mason and Vision. Mason and Vision, I didn't really care for, but I do really like
it. I guess I technically would have it on this list as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I also put Jimin's Like Crazy.
Oh!
Mind you, not a song I would listen to, like, on the regular, but I feel like it grew on me in the sense where, like, I could listen to it.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't hate it if it was there. Yeah, you know? Because I didn't really like it when it first came out, but then I kind of listened to it. I'm like, you know what? This is kind of a club vibe. Like, I can get down to it.
Okay.
And just to speedrun the last three I have on here, they're all SM. I put Shiny's Heart.
I have Shiny's Heart
also. It grew on me more. It was a little jarring.
Technically should have been on my underwhelming, disappointing list as well. But yeah, it grew on me as well.
Yeah, I put, you're not going to agree with this, but I put Taeyong's Shalala because it grew on me. Like, I honestly did not like it at all when it came out. And now I'm here like, we got the bow.
I had it written.
Wow.
Because like, it also grew on me, but like, I would also not listen to it on my own accord.
I do listen to it on my own accord. And then I put, so this one's going to be a little... I put NCT Do Jaejeong's Perfume because
no, she didn't.
When it first came out, I thought it was great. I thought it was a good comeback, but I didn't really care about it.
Natalie!
Like, I thought it was like, oh. But now that I've heard it and seen it so many times from like the cons and then the cover contest, that now I'm here like, this song makes a lot of points.
You know, I should have known because like
what is that supposed to mean?
When we did, I don't remember what month it came out, but when we were doing our K-monthly for it, you were putting it really low and I was like, girl, what the hell, put that shit up, because like,
yeah,
it's not a
I didn't
song.
Care I didn't care for
and
it
and I was like, man, maybe she doesn't vibe with Perfume, but Perfume's so
now I do no now I love Perfume. You want to speed run the last of you?
I had Hard and my other one was Me Now by Promise 9.
Oh, that's a good
song. That I didn't care about it at first listen, but it grew on me. So,
maybe because I covered it.
Yeah. But, like, what songs are you tired of, Nat?
I didn't make that list.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. So, we have a tired of list.
I guess I forgot to make the list. So, I'll just go
off.
I
only have two songs.
Okay, cool.
So, the first one is Oh My God by New Jeans.
Okay, I knew that one.
When I tell you guys, the song is in my nightmares.
We have like a running joke. Every time the song comes up, like our friend group will be like, oh my God, Amanda, it's your favorite song.
It's not because I hate the song.
Yeah, you just hear it so much.
I'm so tired of it. I hated all the TikToks about it, especially the ones that were just random guys just covering it for no reason. Like,
man,
you could tell they weren't K-pop fans. They were just people doing it for the
trend.
The trend. And it just bothered me. So much.
There's so many things that accumulated to Amanda getting tired.
I heard it so much, and I'm like, I can't listen to the song anymore.
She like wakes
up. I can
live
my whole life without hearing the song.
It's like her sleep paralysis demon.
It is my sleep paralysis demon, and like it sucks because the song is not a bad song. It's actually good. It grew on me, and then it ended up falling off. Like I just can't listen to it anymore because I'm just traumatized.
It comes up on my library,
and
she literally hears the first one. I go, oh God, let me change it before Amanda starts panicking.
Like, I just can't, like, you can't listen to that song around me anymore.
What's the second one?
My second song is Sugar Rush Ride by TXT.
You're tired of Sugar Rush Ride.
I can't. That's also like, I just can't anymore, which sucks because I really liked that song, and I just.
Maybe we hear it too much.
It
doesn't help that
I think
cons.
It's just over. Yeah, since we go to cons, we do chorus games. Like, you hear these songs all the time. So, naturally, we're going to get tired of these songs. I also like film dance covers for crews down here. So we hear these songs over and over and over again. It's like Sugar Rush Riot, I'm sorry. Anything
I'm trying to think of on the top of my head if I'm tired of any songs, but I can't really think of songs that I'm tired of because usually songs I just don't like, I just don't listen to. Or unless
what if you're being forced to at a con?
I don't have a song, honestly. Maybe next time. All right, so last list is favorite releases of so far.
Yeah, just speed run these. I'm going to speed run. I got a list.
I got a list too, so I'm going to speed run them. All right, so for me, Natalie, my list, I have 17's Fighting, the BSS Fighting.
Me too.
I have Key's Killer.
Me too.
Triple S's Rising.
Me too.
Hello. 5050's Cupid.
Me too.
Kai's Rover.
Me too.
And Mix's Love Me Like This. I have Billy's Annoya.
Me too.
I have CSR's Shining Bright. I really love that song. I have Kepler's Giddy. I have Ives' I Am. Have Chaeyoung's Knock, because that song slaps.
Oh, I completely forgot to talk about that one.
Knock?
In the first category.
Pleasantly surprised. Yeah. Right, because we didn't really like her debut.
I was supposed to bring that up again.
Okay, that's fine. We can just say it quickly. We didn't like Hush Rush.
I did not like Hush Rush at all. Like, I thought that song
it
was
grew on me a
awful.
Little bit. It grew on me a little bit. But now we love
but
Knock.
Knock was like, wow. Wow. That's on. That's also one of my favorite
songs. That goes on that. Le Sserafim's Eve Psyche and the Bluebeard's Wife.
Yes. Same.
Triple S KRE's Cherry Talk. That one's just a little special place in my heart. Espa's Spicy.
Me too.
That was a great comeback. G-Idol's Queen Card. I honestly love the campiness. Card's Icky.
Me too.
That one slays.
We have a lot of similar ones.
I put AT's as Bouncy because...
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like...
I like Bouncy,
really,
but I didn't think I would put it on my, favorite.
I get, lit to it. It's fun. It's a good time. ZB1's In Bloom.
Me too.
EXO's Cream Soda.
Me too.
Odd Eye Circle's Air Force One. New Jeans Super Shy. That's the addiction of the week. And then I put XG's Shooting Star and Left Right as my favorite.
I also
I've missed two.
Oh my god.
I missed two. Purple Kiss Sweet Juice and TNX Kick It For Now.
Okay. So I also had put Left Right, Rising. I put Espa's Hold On Tight.
Oh,
that's one of my favorite songs ever. I also put Fighting, Killer, Rover, Unoya, I Am, Eve Psyche and Bluebeard's Wife, Spicy, In Bloom. I added Jelly Pop in there. Cream Soda and Icky. We had basically the same
I would
songs.
Put Jelly Pop too. That song is
the so song
good.
Is so good.
So those were kind of our favorite releases. And that was kind of our mid-year review. We reacted to some of these releases. We didn't react to all of them.
Yeah.
So if you did want to hear our opinions about some releases, here you go. If you didn't hear some songs, we kind of just maybe didn't have much of an opinion at all. Maybe they didn't majorly fit the categories.
Yeah, there's...
And we just liked them.
There's songs that we do like that we just didn't... insert in
yeah
there,
it'd be too much,
you know.
So yeah, we hope you enjoyed that corner because that was funny, just being like how dare you.
I mean, Perfume was the one
again
that
guys
me
I
most.
Love Perfume, and you know what, it grew on me.
Okay,
I woke up.
That's all that matters, right?
Yes.
Okay,
also just some albums that we've recently been listening to. I'm going to say more recent albums, not from the beginning of the year or midpoint, because now we're just too far into the year. But obviously, I'm going to say EXO's Exist. That one's an obvious one, guys. Been listening to that album nonstop, as well as ZB1's In Bloom.
Yes.
And a shout out to, I didn't include this in my favorite songs, but Kiss of Life.
Oh, would
that
it be
album.
On your favorite songs?
It'd be in, yeah, shh.
Okay.
That's a good damn song.
I know it is.
But the album itself is really good. Obviously, all the songs had music videos. But, when you listen to it, straight through as an album, it's solid. It's a solid album.
Solid.
If you guys haven't heard any of those three albums, I would recommend those albums. As well as a little song recommendation.
I'm going to recommend Back to Zero Base by ZB1.
Yes.
That was... It's the first song on the album, and it's so good for no
it's
reason.
It's so good for it, really. It just kind of hits you with how freaking good it is. You're like, whoa, ZB1. You didn't have to come out with such a good song. And obviously, me being EXO trash, I'm going to recommend EXO's Regret It. That song, it gets me popping. So yeah, I think that wraps up our first episode back to talk that, right?
Yay!
Yeah, we're glad to be back, and we're gonna do this once a month, I believe. We're gonna have a once a month schedule, just because it'd be easier for us. It'd be especially easier on Amanda editing wise because we do a lot of other things. So we're gonna do it once a month, and we hope you guys enjoyed and look forward to the next episode of Talk That.
just want to say, you know, if you stuck around the whole time, thank you very much. And I hope you look forward to more. Let us know what you want us to talk about in the next one. Like, if there's anything specific you want us to bring up.
Yeah.
Don't
forget to also subscribe and just keep supporting us, because we definitely are trying to be more consistent. And we want to do more things, more new things. Hopefully things in the future that will be planned that will be big for us.
Big for us?
Big for us. I would hope so. But yeah, we're going to keep manifesting it. So thank you guys for listening and watching. I'm Natalie.
I'm Amanda.
And we are K-Junkies.
Thank you for listening to Talk That.